Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
Kwa manje ke nginomfundisi uMondli Dlamini ezosibusisa nge-motivation. Mfundisi sawubona.
Asibikelele kuwena sisibase nomndeni nje wonke wa Radio Pulpit.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen. Siyabonga ukuthi uphinde ube nathi kulolu suku usiphathele.
Hallelujah. Eh namhlanje ngamafushana nje sisibahle ake sithi lift as you rise. Lift as you rise. Kune scripture esibu Genesis chapter 45. I'd like to take 3 verses there. It's verse 5, 7 and 8. The Bible says, "Do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for sending me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you." Then verse 7 says, "But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord over his entire household, and ruler over of all Egypt." So kafushane nje sisibahle lana history ka Joseph esaziyo sonke ukuthi wadayisa abafowabo eGibhithe and then later on they cross path beyofuna ukudla but la engikhona kule concept of lifting as we rise ukuthi kunama groups abantu awu 3 kukhona igroup yabantu asibe ngaphambili kwethu asibe sifikile lapho sifuna ukuya khona kube khona igroup yabantu esikuyo esikwi same level nabo bekhona igroup yabantu abangasemva kwethu abafunayo ukuthi bafike la sifike khona so nabo basangqongqoza they are still knocking at our door they were the role model to some of the people so ke nawo la uJoseph understood the purpose ukuthi adayiswe abafowabo bamdayisele eGibhithe so la ngikhona ngisekutheni uma uNkulunkulu ekuphakamisa akakuphakamiseli wena wedwa kodwa ukuphakamisela ukuthi kuzuze nabanye and other people's lives to be refreshed so I'm saying to us today with family yonke at the pulpit let us lift as we rise and in our lifting let us lift genuinely and as we lift let us not get caught up in the way of the how because lana uNkulunkulu wathumela uJoseph emthumela eGibhithe kodwa umthumela through betrayal umthumela through persecution umthumela through abantu abaseduze naye so ukubathwa wesifike kuposition lakho na engakwazi ukuthi athi pay revenge akwazi ukuthi aziphindiselele impindiselo akusiyona yethu ekaNkulunkulu and futhi we need to understand ukuthi as we are promoted uNkulunkulu is promoter uNkulunkulu usiphomothela for a reason so now as we lift and rising it's very important ukuthi as sinyuka sifinyelela kuma achievements wethu singena endaweni eyiphakemeyo kodwa futhi sikhumbule lapho sivela khona singawuvala umnyango ngemuva so ke uthi uJoseph lana uthi ke kwaba uNkulunkulu owangithumela ngaphambi kwenu ukuze kusindiswe isizwe kusindiswe izizwe but the way uNkulunkulu amsenda ngayo it was through persecution it was through betrayal indlela yakhona yayingemnandi so it was possible for Joseph to get lost in the how parts are they ruled by emotions then indlela a responda ngayo kungasaba ile ndlela uNkulunkulu kade ehlosa ukuthi udeliver abantu ngayo so bazalwane ntambama I'm encouraging each and every one of us that it's very important ukuthi as we rise we also to lift abantu abazemva kwethu we also need to refresh others njengalokhu nathi somebody else said yes to us and the heaven is expecting us all when I use us to say yes to somebody else who desires to achieve greater things in this life and one of the things everybody understand then ukuthi uNkulunkulu yakwazi ukuthi asebenze noma ayiphi indlela ukuthi afike sasofinisa khona so uJesu needed a Judas in order to get to the cross of which ila evele khona ukuze kusindiswe thina kusindiswe izwe kusindiswe ihlabathi so he needed Jesus noma umuntu angamubi kodwa uNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukuba asebenzise nezitha zakho azisebenzise strategically as a bridge that you'll cross over to get to your destiny. So I'm saying to all of us this afternoon, ake siqaphele ukuthi nakhona ama bridge wethu noma kuthiwa on the side of the city kodwa singawadimolishi, singa break it down before we can cross. Kunabantu esibalahlile sangabathanda because of the things that they've done to us, and we don't even relate well to them because of the experiences that we have, and forget to appreciate the learnings that we took from those experiences. So uJesu naye, he needed a Judas ukuthi afike on the cross. Nawe uno Judas bakho, uNkulunkulu azobaletha on purpose, abalethe strategically. So I'm appealing to all of us ukuthi it's not of ours ukuthi fithi hang the Judas Iscariot, but the Judas will hang himself. So impindiselo akusiyona yethu. Number 2 ukuthi as understand then ukuthi if promotion comes from the Lord, it doesn't come by our own intellect, it doesn't come by our own faith and skills, but it comes from the Lord. Ukhona umuntu manje ohlezi kweposition ethize ongaqualify ukuthi ahlele kuyo, or mhlambe okunabangcono abaqualified kangcono kunaye, kodwa uNkulunkulu uchoose ukuthi akupromote akubeke to a certain level, not because of qualify, but because of his choices and because of the way he chose things to be. So uNkulunkulu bazalwane othumela uJoseph, uNkulunkulu kwangithumela ngaphambili kwenu. Ukuthi wamthumela kanjani ke uNkulunkulu, lo God, you know, is sending us to our destinies, but the how part, sometimes that part doesn't get revealed that much. Uma uzoreflect ngo Israel ephuma eGibhithe eya eKhanana, uNkulunkulu akashonga ukuthi there will be snakes or along the journey there will be Red Sea, there will be River Jordan that they need to cross over, and other things that they experience in the desert. But he told them about the destiny, where they are going. The how part, we can depend on God ukuthi uNkulunkulu uya provide ezimweni zonke. But okwethu ukuthi nathi uma esinyusile uNkulunkulu, sinyuse nabanye without expecting special favors. Sinyuse abanye genuinely, njengalokwenziwe kuthina, nathi sivulele iminyango abanye, sibe a refreshment to other people. Promotion again is of the Lord. When you read Psalms 75, verse 7, the Bible says, it is God who judges. It is God who judges. He brings one down, he exalts another. UNkulunkulu uyenza lonto. He's able to bring one down and exalt another. Uma uqhubeka uya kuPsalms 115 verse 14. The Bible says, it is God who causes you to increase. So the increase onayo, it's not because uhlalanipha kakhulu, ama business onawo, it's not because you are too skillful than other. Kodwa uNkulunkulu owenzela isfavor, owenzela umusa ukuthi ube nalempahla onayo. And as you rise, you need to look back and lift the others. The promotion was an abundance. Ivela uNkulunkulu, uma ekuphakamisa uNkulunkulu, ukuphakamisela for a greater purpose. And ensure that you bring others along with you in that journey. Make sure that other people are refreshed by your success. UNkulunkulu nje unjalo, uyamthetha umuntu amphakamise for a reason. So uma usuphakeme, ungabe arrogant. Remain humble always. Remain humble. Be accessible. Do not close the door behind your back. There are people who desire to be where you are. Kunabantu abafuna babe sendaweni lapho ukhona. Just as you receive, if you freely receive, you shall freely give, without expecting any favors. Mr. Obama and the family of Red Pulpit, I'm saying to all of us today and this afternoon, let us lift as we rise. Let us be a refreshment to other people. Let us water other people. Let us make sure that we encourage the culture of love to help one another. Ukusiza omunye umuntu ukusiza wena uyayibekela. Uthi sengivala. David uthi ukhona yini osele endlini kaJonathan ukuthi ngimenzele umusa ngenxa kaJonathan. So when you do favors to others, uwenza genuinely, yonke into ibenefita even your generations to come. So awuzenzeli wena njengamanje, you are sowing a seed that will come back to you. And I repeat again today, press down, shaken together, running over to make room for more. I'm saying let us lift as we rise. Asibonge sesiwami.
Wow, mfundisi. Ukhalimambo uthi amen ku motivation. Ngiyayithanda ke
le
oyishoyo ukuthi uma uNkulunkulu esekubusisile ungabi arrogant.
Exactly sesiwami.
Yebo, uyayisho nendaba la ukuthi uyakwazi ukusebenzisa izitha zakho ukuze ukwazi ukufinyelela empumelelweni. Wow.
Ungayikhethi zonke futhi izitha zakho ngoba khona izikhethi izinto zakho and that are connected to your destiny. You need a Judas Iscariot. As long as you know what kind of person is around you, you are able to manage them accordingly. So sure. Don't chase everybody away.
Terence Kakamas, uthi, I believe that God is preparing me for my Oscars. Uthi, I have been working behind the scenes for many years. I believe my turn is very close. So, kusho ukuthi,
awesome.
Yes, umbusisile kakhulu ngale motivation. Mfundisi wami, asiphinde sihlangane futhi evikini elizayo. Konje bakuthola kuphi uma ungekho la emoyeni?
Inamba yami sithi 0795291792. Kufacebook is PS Moldi Dlamini. Let us lift as we rise.
Amen. Asihlangane futhi evikini elizayo. God bless you.
God bless you.
As kumena nje ke mfundisi sithi, Father, we praise you. Father, we love you. Father, we adore you.
Amen.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.